The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Going out to eat at a restaurant this weekend? Well, many of you customers are sounding off on the noise in those eating establishments. Can you hear me now? According to a Zagat National Dining Trends Survey, loud restaurants are a deal breaker for guests in those establishments. In fact, noise, get this, is the number two complaint, second only to poor service when it comes to complaints about restaurants. Now, I certainly voice my opinion or displeasure if I'm in a restaurant that's too loud, or I just never go back again. And also regarding noises in restaurants, music is another pivotal touch point when it comes to atmosphere. According to this particular survey, music is a deciding factor for about half of consumers when choosing a casual dining spot to visit. In fact, almost all consumers who rated a restaurant's music highly also gave it high marks for their overall experience, including the food. So that is so interesting. And speaking of noise, music, and hearing, thank you for tuning us in to hear us in the morning. And we welcome you to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's the Snowman with you here on a Mother's Day weekend edition of the program. And we thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend, which we do hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. On the menu this morning, as I'm alluding to, a hearing about your hearing. We already have him in studio, our resident hearing health expert, Randy Wallers. Will be with us in just a few short radio minutes after these announcements and the Health Hotline news, talking about everything having to do with your hearing, your second or, according to him, first most important sense of all the senses that you have. And we'll talk about the causes of hearing loss, some of the signs and symptoms, the remedies, the new technology with hearing aids, as well as what consequences that you face if you don't correct a hearing loss can cost you big bucks, and we'll explain that in detail in just a few minutes. All right, speaking of hearing, this is interesting. Ever heard of the cocktail party effect? It's the isolation of a single noise, among others, and it's an ability for you to pick up things in a conversation or where there's a lot of ambient noise. It was coined by British cognitive scientist Colin Cherry back in 1953, and researchers wanted to know how people could tune in to a single voice and what prompted their attention to switch to another voice. Well, that ability to separate sounds from background noise varies according to the rate of speaking, also the pitch of the sound, and depending, it also depends on the speaker's sex. And this ability, by the way, declines with age, and I'm sure Randy will have a few things to say about background noise and not only hearing, but also understanding what you're hearing. So that's coming up in just a few minutes. All right, right now, since it's Mother's Day weekend, I want to tell you about some of the things that, or one thing in particular that is going to, I mean, there's no better gift for mom than to keep her out of pain, right? Or get her out of pain if she's already in pain. I'm talking about foot pain. So we go right to the headquarters of Hawaii's Arch Support Store. Patty Bryan is with us. Good morning, Patty. How the health are you? Patty?
I'm just fine. Hey. I'm just fine, David.
Hey, thanks for being there. You know, I know that you offer gift certificates, and what better gift to give mom than something that's going to keep her out of pain since, you know, we're approaching summer and people want cool feet, but they also want feet that are pain-free. And so let's talk about the gift certificates that you have at both locations of Step Ahead. Now, are there certain denominations, or can you make it for any amount?
You really can make it for any amount, but I suggest that you start around $50.
Okay.
And that will get her into a slipper, and she can get... Now, we sell the socks again. The socks are nice. It's called the Feature Socks, and it has no seams in the toes. It retails for $16, so that's a great gift.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But the slipper is going to be the very best thing, again, because you want to support that arch with 19 millimeters.
Yeah, and I want to... Let's add, Patty, that these slippers are not just the convenience store slippers, the $4.95 or $9.95 or whatever. These slippers are serious slippers. You know, I remember... Well, last night I took a walk around the neighborhood. I thought, oh, I'll just go for a 15-minute walk. I don't need my shoes with arch supports, with your arch supports, by the way. And I was dying by the time I got back from just a 15-minute walk around on the block, because I was using my you know, $9.95 slippers that had no support whatsoever. And actually, I think I almost took them off. I thought it's going to be more comfortable to walk barefooted, even though it's on this hard sidewalk. But anyway, your slippers are completely different, and they're rejuvenative. And you have what's called a recovery slipper. What's that about?
That recovery slipper is called the OFAs, or the OOFAs. Excuse me if I'm saying it wrong, but that one is the recovery. It's very soft to the touch. It's made out of their foam, and again, it's a 19-millimeter arch. So when these people try this on, they just go, ooh, they love it, love it. It's like walking on a cloud, but it supports the arch, and that's what's so important, that you're not putting that body weight on the ball of your foot or in your heel.
So they're going...
So that slipper...
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
So that slipper really doesn't allow that foot to roll in, which we call pronation.
Right.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Or roll out, which we call supination.
Okay.
It holds that foot in the correct position.
Great. So instead of going, ooh, they're going, ooh. That's a different
exactly
kind of ooh.
What they're doing.
Okay. Now, May, Patty, is also Physical Fitness and Sports Month. So whether someone is a golfer, a runner, tennis player, or any other sport that involves wearing shoes, they need to support all four arches of their feet, as you so commonly or so frequently stress, both on television and here on radio. Tell us some of the things that people can take advantage of if they're wearing some of those sports shoes. You have the arch supports. That's key into putting it into any shoe that they might be wearing now, right?
That's correct. Again, and when we distribute the weight evenly throughout that foot, by supporting the arch, it's going to give them better balance, stability, and endurance over their feet.
Great.
It's going to make their feet much more stronger. And so there's a lot of things coming up with all these sports festivals. ESPN, that's going to be June 16th on this upcoming Saturday. I'm going to be at that, but again...
May 16th. You said June 16th. You meant May 16th.
I thought that was... do you have the info on that?
What?
Again, I thought... Go ahead.
Wait, no, you mean next month? You're going to be somewhere next month at an event?
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
Right, it's the ESPN Sports Festival.
Oh, okay, great.
It's their
okay.
eighth annual. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
And so they're going to have all kinds of good things there. But I'm going to be out there, and again, they're going to have rock climbing and golf zone.
Wow.
And
okay.
You name it. They're going to have a fishing zone, a baseball zone,
wow.
All these things really, really need to support that arch with all these sports activities that you might want to get into.
All right. Now,
so again,
go ahead. No. We'll announce that again next month as the date gets closer. Now, since we're getting close to our break for the Health Hotline news, give us your website and then the phone numbers and locations of your two stores, Step Ahead.
Okay. It's stepaheadhawaii.com. And that's our website. I've got some YouTubes, and you'll see exactly what kind of particular problems you're having and help you out.
All right.
And also, again, our telephone numbers is 488-3338.
Okay.
That's the IAL location.
All right.
488 3338. And the locations is at the Pearl Kai Shopping Center, again, right across from the bank there. What is that bank?
That's American Savings Bank across from Pearl
Ridge.
American,
yeah, that's right. And our newest location is in Honolulu, which is 725 Kapi'olani Boulevard and Cook Street.
Right, and that's in the Imperial Plaza, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, good. Well, thank you so much. Wow. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
Yes. So Mother's Day is right around the corner here. And so, again, if you want to come in, stop by and get Mom a good slipper. I know she'll love it.
All right.
I know she'll love it.
Okay. How late are you open today, Patty?
Until 6 o'clock.
Okay. 6 o'clock at both stores. Okay. That's Step Ahead. I can't think of a better gift for Mom to, as I mentioned, keep her out of pain, or if she's already in foot pain, to take her out of that pain with your magical arch supports. I mean, they're miraculous, believe me. I've used them, and I've talked to so many people that have had such good success with them. So Step Ahead. Thank you so much, Patty. We'll hear from you next month.
You know what? We want to help Hawaii get active.
All right.
I can help you. I've got all the right things at my store. I get very excited when I get my customers in. I'm going to give them a print of their foot. I'm going to look at the pressure points, and I'm going to get their feet back to where they should be, what I call proper foot placement.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks so much, Patty, for being with us.
Thank you, David.
All right.
Bye now.
There goes Patty Bryan of Step Ahead. So two locations to serve you. Okay, straight ahead in the news. Suffering from tinnitus, and OTC hormone to the rescue. Then how oysters hear without ears, we'll explain. Plus the 10 loudest sounds. You're going to be surprised at a few of these. Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
This is Anthony Hopkins with an important message about cancer prevention and treatment. Did you know that the right foods can help prevent this frightening disease? New studies show that fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods reduce the risk of certain cancers, and they may even improve survival. Visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. Brought to you by the Cancer Project, a non-profit organization advancing cancer prevention and survival.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Finally, we can significantly improve virtually all levels of hearing losses, even severe to profound, with huge improvements in word clarity, hearing in social situations, and on the telephone. Early correction is so important. Call us today.
Call Family Hearing Aid Center today for your free consultation.
Don't miss a moment.
When you can be close to those you love.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
All right, if you'd like to silence ringing ears, you want your phone to ring, not your ears. And 50 million Americans, in fact, have tinnitus ringing or buzzing in the ears. Well, here's a interesting take or new treatment. This comes from... Where's the research? I'll get to it. Anyway, 3 milligrams of melatonin an hour before bedtime can help fade that noise within 30 days, they say. Now, as you know, melatonin's best known as its ability to trigger drowsiness. It's the sleep hormone. But in this case, it has a calming effect on an overactive hearing system, and it also helps to regulate blood flow in the inner ear. So the one I took it last night, and even though I only slept for a few hours because I was prepping the show, but Natural Factors Tranquil Sleep actually has 3 milligrams of melatonin per 2 capsules or 2 chewable wafers. So that's available in all your natural food stores, Whole Foods, Down to Earth, Vim and Vigor, any of the natural food stores. Natural Factors, Tranquil Sleep. There's other just regular melatonin supplements that you can take. The three milligrams is what the study dosage was done with. All right. Why do you stumble? Well, it could be your ears. Balance, you know, the vestibular system in your body. Balance gets thrown off when you can't hear your footsteps. This is interesting. This is from Dr. Frank Lin, and he's a professor of otolaryngology at Johns Hopkins University. And so he says to ask your doctor about hearing aid options if you stumble. And it can prevent falls and also protect against social isolation, which Randy Wallers is going to talk about in just a few minutes when we're talking about hearing. And speaking of hearing, thanks to the decades of noise exposure, and, you know, the world just gets louder and louder as the years go by, but 43% of us have mild to moderate hearing loss in one or both ears. And we'll talk about ways of detecting that. Also, hearing loss can contribute to worsening memory and cognitive problems because you have less information coming into your brain, right? That makes sense. And speaking of noise, many of you know that Rolls-Royce automobiles have the reputation for being the quietest on the road. Well, it turns out that 60 or 70 years ago, the models, the Rolls-Royce models that are still in existence, they're actually quieter than some of the current models, well, at least current models of other modern car makes and models. And it's because, well, they were woefully inefficient, of course, the big V8 or V12 engines, huge cylinders, but this made them very quiet because there were fewer exhaust note pulses per minute, and the exhaust pressure was low. Well, modern car engines, it turns out, have smaller cylinders and run faster, and the exploding fuel produces higher pressure in the cylinders, and they also use smaller silencers, so it makes it noisier. The more modern automobiles are noisier. Also, modern tires, because they have better water evacuation channels, they're also noisier than the old-style tires of yesteryear. So that's kind of interesting. Okay, the 10 loudest sounds, besides my voice. 320 decibels. That's off the scale, folks. That, you know, we're talking about in the news every day is the eruption of Kilauea. But the eruption of Indonesia's Mount Tambora in 1815 produced a sound so loud it remains unrivaled in history. Second on the list, at 204 decibels, the launch of the Saturn V carrier rocket is still the loudest sound to ever be recorded by NASA. 182 decibels, that's the number three sound, Hyperspike HS-60. It was built in the USA. It's the most powerful acoustic hailing device in the world. It's like a siren. 174 decibels, sperm whales use echolocation to orient themselves in the sea, and those sound waves produce 174 decibels underwater. 140 decibels, that's if you're on the deck of an aircraft carrier. The sound of the ship's engines mixing with the startup of the jets, that produces that. 120 decibels, a screaming baby can be actually louder than a chainsaw, which is 110 decibels. 120 decibels also, the volume of the cracking of thunder. And then at 110, tied for thunder, is rock concerts. That can lead to lasting hearing damage if the attendees don't wear earplugs. And I want to ask Randy about earplugs in just a few minutes. 100 decibels, that's if you regularly use a jackhammer. It can harm your ears permanently, even if you wear ear protection, by the way. And finally, rounding out the top 10 loudest sounds on heavily traveled streets and large cities, the background noise can be as loud as 90 decibels. So there you go. Oh, and also one last, we're just a little about 1 minute overdue here. But oysters can actually hear without ears. How do they do that? Well, they can detect sound, and as can many simple marine creatures. And they do this by, they don't hear as we do, but they perceive sound using their stratocyst. That's the name of that particular part of their organ. It's an organ that detects motion and vibration. So that's kind of interesting. And underwater noise pollution, they say, threatens as many species, not just the whales, as many assumed. So that's kind of interesting when it comes to sea creatures. All right, that's it for the Health Hotline News. When we come back, we'll have more information for your good hearing health from Dr. Health here on the show with our resident hearing health expert, Randy Wallers, in studio. And we will have much more information for your good health. So stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Do you sometimes suffer from gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome? You need to know about the Friendly Foursome. Master Supplements, the leaders in safe and effective intestinal health products, offer four supplements that may reinvent your intestinal tract. First, there's Theralac, America's fastest acting medical strength probiotic. Find out why Theralac's regular customers become, well, regular customers. Just go to theralac.com for more information. Then there's True Fiber, clinically proven to improve regularity as well as lowering cholesterol. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics. Third in the Friendly Foursome is Enzylase, the strongest enzyme available. With high potencies of 12 different digestive enzymes, Enzylase makes short work of fatty meals and dairy products, as well as normally gas-producing foods such as beans. Finally, there's True Flora, the fastest-acting bio-cleansing probiotic. True Flora is so potent, the recommended dose is only 2 per week. This is the premier traveler's supplement. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora. See the Friendly Foursome of Master Supplement products at your favorite natural food store. Theralac, True Fiber, Enzylase, and True Flora for the best intestinal health of your life.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common radio show. David Snow with you. Hey, while a picture may be worth 1,000 words, a sound may be worth 1,000 pictures. And today's Snowism, you never know how you're missing out if your sense of hearing is in doubt. And here to help us, without a doubt, our hearing health expert is in studio with us. He joins us every year at this time for Better Hearing and Speech Month, the month of May. And we welcome him back to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Randy Wallers. How the health are you?
Hey, good morning, David. Always a pleasure. I love being with you every year, and it's just, I look forward to it. Thank you very much for inviting me back.
Well, and we have to have you on every year because the technology is growing by leaps and bounds. Well, when it comes to hearing aids and technology. And
you've already enlightened me this morning about, I mean, how those clams hear, you know. Now I understand how my wife understands what I'm thinking.
You must have grown a stratocyst.
You have enlightened me much this morning.
Well, don't mention it. Well, thanks for enlightening us on all the basics. Let's talk about the basics first on hearing, the causes of hearing health or hearing loss, rather, and then also some of the signs and symptoms, because a lot of times it's kind of like diabetes. People don't know they have it. And a lot of times they're the last person that's aware of the disease or the condition is the person suffering from it. And it's because the people around them suffer from it or suffer from the effects of them having it. And that there's nothing more true than with hearing loss, because people have to talk louder. They have to repeat themselves. So let's talk about that first.
That's a really good point that you brought up, because most people don't realize that they do have a hearing loss. When you're missing something, you don't realize it.
It's so gradual.
It's so gradual. Yeah. And it's usually other people that you're close to that say, hey, did you hear that? Or you think they said something different. You misunderstood because you didn't hear or you misunderstood a word incorrectly. Right. And and so people are saying, I didn't say that. You know,
it's, he said, she said.
That's right. So, but people are becoming so much more aware of that, you know, the hearing level, and especially because it's so tied into our cognitive health now. The connection there is just indisputable. We realize that we hear with our brain. Our ears just collect the sound, but all of the understanding and the actual hearing and the interpretation of the sound. I mean, we're so marvelously made, you know, that we can communicate, but it's our brain that does that. You know, it tells us, well, that's a dog barking, or, you know, tells us the meaning to words. And the brain, when it starts to get deprived of sound in certain areas, for example, in the high frequency area, it starts not picking up the high pitched consonants. And after a while, the brain is smart. If it's not needed, it goes and does something else. It's called plasticity. And so the people will hear a conversation, but they will not understand what's being said, you know, or they think they are. They especially noticeable in a noisy environment. That's when that patient really has the most difficult, you know, time of not, you know, they hear sounds, they hear people talking, but it's making out or the actual understanding of the word. And this is where, you know, the new brain technologies have just made an enormous leap in our industry. We used to think that once a person's level of understanding of speech goes down, that we've never been able to correct, you know, make that level get better. Well, now we have a lot of tremendous, you know, treatment programs that can actually help stimulate that cognitive level back up.
So it's not just a matter of amplifying all the sounds up to a louder level.
Oh, no, no. Now our focus is on how do we help your brain interact with the sound to give you the best word understanding. Now, most people, we can never correct back to perfect again.
Right.
But we can make a considerable difference in the level of where they are when they come see us now. And it's just...
Now, does it matter what the cause of the hearing loss is as far as your treatment, or does that come into play?
Our treatment is, it can, yes. People have different types, you know. If you have what's called recruitment, and recruitment has comes about when a patient has been exposed to real loud sound, and that's what's caused their hearing loss. That recruitment means that a small amount of sound that a patient needs to hear, but just a little more sound, it's way too loud for the patient.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Oh, yes. And in fact, a lot of times it's due to the trauma of the sound, you know, into the nerve endings. It traumatized so badly that, and that's how the nerve endings respond. Some patients, they have a very severe hearing loss, have a lower tolerance of sound than a normal patient. With normal hearing.
Wow, isn't that intriguing?
Isn't that fascinating?
Now, would that be one example? Would that of a patient like that would be maybe someone suffering from PTSD, post-traumatic stress?
It could be, but there's so many
reasons.
I'm just that type of hearing loss usually comes from a loud exposure. I mean, really loud, constant exposure of sound.
Okay,
so that's normally delving into so many other issues with the other.
Okay,
but we have the technology to take care of things like this that we just have not in the past. More importantly, though, we have the technology that helps us to really identify the correct treatment for a patient. And the way we do that is that we simply have the patient sit down, and we get through a calibrated speech test and using speakers. It's all calibrated, we know or can find out what the ability of understanding speech is for our patient when they come to see us. Okay. Well, then we do the workup on the patient. We see what type of hearing loss they have. Mm-hmm. We see that what's caused it. All of this goes into what we recommend for the patient.
And the degree of hearing loss as well.
And the degree of hearing loss, everything, yes. So then, based on our expertise and the knowledge that we have, we're able to choose the best technology for that patient.
At
the level of technology, because there's different manufacturers have different technologies that are really great for different hearing situations, but it's just phenomenal. But then we take that and we put it, we put that on the ear, and then we rerun the hearing test.
Oh, sure.
Again,
before and after,
so that we know that we've chosen the correct technology, and then we add the noise element.
Oh, I see.
Just make sure that, because if it's fit, if you get the right technology for the for the patient, they will actually do extremely well even in noise now.
Yeah, I was going to. Did you hear me talk about the cocktail party effect in the news?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So it's the ability to pick out
particular. So it's not just amplifying of sound.
Yeah.
In fact, we now a patient with some of the instruments can actually hear better in a noisy environment than people with normal hearing.
Wow.
Yeah, we have that capability.
Huh.
Yeah, but you have to, it's not as simple as it sounds. You have to understand the right level of technology, and then what goes along and extremely important are the different levels of treatment, that we use to follow up with the patient help them maintain that level that we get them to.
Right.
And so all of those treatment levels and programs, it's just critically important. But that's why we get recognized almost every year for our number one, the best in Hawaii. But that's because our focus is on our patient and the treatment programs we have for our patients.
And that is the Family Hearing Aid Centers of Hawaii. How many locations do you have now?
We added a new one since last time. We have a new office in Kahala. Yes.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I did hear
so
about
we
that.
Have Kaneohe, Kahala, Pearl City, and of course downtown.
And then, of course, Maui and the Big Island, right?
Oh, Maui, Kona, and Hilo on the Big Island.
Even
yes.
Hilo. Wow, that's great.
Yes.
Well, if the volcano blows, you're going to have a lot of business over there.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want to make light of that. But we need to take a break, Randy. And if you could hold those thoughts, we'll take a break and be back with more information for your good hearing health with our guest here on Dr. Health Radio, Randy Wallers, our resident hearing health expert, also the creator of Family Hearing Aid Centers throughout Hawaii, recognized as Hawaii's premier hearing aid facility. And we'll talk about some of the different models. I want to ask you about some of the different, whether people want something that's completely hidden and invisible, or if they don't mind having the, having a hearing aid show in their ear. Also, let's see. Oh, tinnitus, and the particular stats on the increase in income when people correct their hearing. That is dramatic. That'll make a believer out of you, if nothing else will. All right, back after this as we continue here on the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. I'm David Snow, and this is Dr. Health Radio.
Hi there, health fans. Dick Allgaier here. There was another big study looking at cell phone tower radiation. Not good news. I'll have it coming up. Health officials are concerned about the number of Americans getting sick from bites from mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. What's up with that? And a lady in Great Britain turned 110. If I turned 110, I'd be able to do health reports for the Dr. Health Show for another almost 50 years. Anyway, how does this lady live to be 110? What does she owe her longevity to? We'll hear from her coming up in the next hour of the Dr. Health Show.
Want thicker hair, smoother skin, and stronger nails? Then your body's going to need more collagen, elastin, and keratin, three proteins that are components of your hair, skin, and nails. So how do you increase these proteins in your body? With BioSil, the clinically proven solution to healthier hair, skin, and nails, BioSil turns on the body's actual collagen-generating cells, known as fibroblasts. Because BioSil works through your body's natural pathways, the collagen it generates has your own DNA fingerprint. That makes it superior to other hair, skin, and nail formulas that contain foreign collagen, which your body simply breaks down and uses as food. As one collagen expert likes to say, you want to make collagen, not eat it. So make sure you get the only product of its kind that's clinically proven to thicken hair, reduce fine lines and wrinkles in your skin, and fortify your nails. BioSil. Look for BioSil in the supplement section of your favorite natural food store. For more information about BioSil, go to BioSilTech.com. That's BioSilTech, BioSilTech.com for healthier hair, skin, and nails. It's BioSil.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu, a service of Salem Communications, on the NASDAQ at SALM, AM 690, The Answer.
Snow,
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 snow.
It is David Snow on your radio. Baby crying. A new University of Toronto study found that children's crying rattles the brain processes that you use to make important decisions. That's why people who heard an infant's wail, even if it wasn't their own child, by the way, had a harder time processing information and making smart choices. Where are my earplugs? I don't want to hear that baby crying. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Speaking of earplugs, and if you're just joining us, we're talking today with our hearing health expert, Randy Wallers, from the Family Hearing Aid Centers. Randy, what about earplugs? I mean, how important are those to get custom fitted versus just off the wall or off the shelf earplugs that you see in the stores?
Well, typically, we recommend them for whenever you're in a noisy situation or environment.
Okay.
Especially like mowing the lawn even.
Right.
That whenever you're around a loud, sound.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, patients come in for custom-made ear protection when they are in, like, in construction work, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And they're constantly, sure. I mean, every day, they're around that. Obviously, people at the airports, that's a custom-made product. What's really huge are people that are in the music industry because the music is so loud,
Well, they can hear the vibration, you can hear
it. They feel it.
You feel it through your body,
yes.
If it's too loud.
But what we're able to do for those patients is that we have now a filter that goes through that we can allow a certain decibel of sound in the speech range through.
Oh, really?
So they can carry on or hear and still have a protective level, there's you can actually screw in and out different filters that do different.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You could just eliminate the high notes or the low notes?
Yes.
Or the,
yeah. It brings all this. I mean, it protects the ear, but it can bring in a certain, up to a certain level. So, they can hear themselves singing, for example.
Wow.
But
minimum music in the background.
It takes out the damaging loudness.
So the companies are getting closer and closer to finally coming out with that selective hearing aid for wives and husbands.
We are there. We are there, my friend. Yes,
we are. Dial that sucker down.
David, the new technology, for example, we've all heard of artificial intelligence, obviously. Mm-hmm. But now our newest instrumentation that we've just started fitting is called machine intelligence.
Mm.
And machine intelligence is incredible. For example, we will program a patient for that patient. We put them in noise. We have them programmed the best we possibly can before they leave our office, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But the patient now can go out into different environments, and they're able to choose if, let's say, they're not doing well. They're at a dinner.
Okay.
Or in a restaurant, and it's just unusually noisy or whatever, and they're not doing as well as they want. They now have the ability of adjusting that programming, and they can select for that environment that they're in, the programming that they can hear optimally at.
Wow.
Now, what's really beautiful
is you can dial it in.
Oh, yes. Huh. And then if that they use that program, they begin using that program, mm-hmm. When they come back in, we can download and they so that whenever they're in that environment, that program will come on.
But
they have the versatility of, you know, for different areas, different times that are important for them, you know, for hearing. They have the versatility to making, we call it machine adjust intelligibility. Uh-huh. So that, and then when they come back in, we actually go in and we plug into that computer chip and we see what they like the best. And then we set their hearing instrument to that so that when they go in that environment, it automatically changes to their best preferential sound, you know, that where they can understand and do the best at.
Interesting.
We're getting into, you know, levels, and it's beyond anything I've ever seen, but it's exciting. Different patients come in and they just come back and they can't believe, you know, what the capabilities that we have.
Uh-huh.
But most importantly, choosing the right level, you know, of technology, mm-hmm. you know, for that really makes, you know, that the treatment the best possible outcome.
And it must make them feel younger again too, Randy, because it returns their hearing back to the way it was when they were younger. And so they automatically go back to that time, you know, as far as the sensory experience, right?
David, I've seen patients physically change in sitting in a chair. Physically change.
Hmm.
I mean, it's as you know, the hearing loss usually comes on so slow, so gradually.
Sure.
People fight. I don't know. Usually it's over 7 years before they come in to get help. But they fight it. I don't want to go. I'm not going to wear hearing mm-hmm. aid, whatever.
That's right, yeah.
But when you bring back the sounds and it turns on a whole dimension within them and they start understanding, I've seen people physically change. It's just incredible.
That must be so gratifying.
We have so many families come back and they just, you know, this they got their dad or their mom back or, you know, their grandpa back and he's what he used to be, you know, but it's people don't realize that, you know, it starts to isolate them and they stop, you know, even going to family groups, you know, they stop talking to other people, even their own mates, you know, they don't enjoy TV. Life is gets to be a struggle.
And then they accuse you of mumbling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's everybody else's fault. Not theirs. Yeah. No, that's very.
Why are you mumbling?
That's always typical. Yeah. That's just human nature. You
right.
know, if you speak loud, if you speak clearly, I could understand.
Yeah. Right. Right. I don't need a hearing aid.
That's right. If you speak up, stop mumbling. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I find ironic, Randy, is the fact that technology is miraculous as you're describing, but it was technology that caused the hearing loss in the first place, you know, the loud music or the loud noises, loud machines and everything.
Yes.
And you mentioned artificial intelligence and machine intelligence. Let's not forget natural intelligence too.
Well, that's the whole, this is the end result because the cognitive health, that's where we see the activity come back alive.
Okay. Right.
And this is the rewarding part. And people start engaging again. And life, as you just said, life changes at a whole different dimension, becomes so much more meaningful, not only for themselves, but for the entire family. I mean, it's so critical.
Yeah.
And before we move away from new technology, I want to tell you about another technology that is just as exciting for us, and it's telecommunication with our patient.
Oh, now, okay, just like some doctors know. Okay.
Okay, well, we're able to actually go and change the programming.
Remotely,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so I can fit you here. You could go back to Maui, and you call and say, Randy, I'm not doing well in this situation, and I chose this program.
Mm-hmm.
We can actually send a signal and actually change the programming of your hearing aid
over the phone,
it's on the internet. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow. But it's what comes wireless. It's wirelessly changes it. Yes, isn't now how you like that?
That's,
now that's this is you know, it's so important, especially for people that travel or even people on the islands. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of, you know, patients, you know, that are in different parts of the island.
Sure.
Or they can't come in for their, you know, their the process, you know, their treatment program.
Mm-hmm.
We can go in and see exactly how they're doing, and then we can talk to them if they need any adjustments or changes to optimize for different situations.
Wow.
And we're able to do that remotely now. So it's bringing in a whole different level, you know, of treatment programs that we've never had to offer anyone at all. So it's very, very exciting in the hearing field.
All right. It certainly is. And you always make it sound exciting, even if it wasn't, but it is. All right.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more information for your good hearing health. When we come back, I want to ask you about the various types of hearing aids, because some people want it completely invisible in the ear. They don't want anybody to know they're wearing one. Other people, hey, you know, I don't mind. Or in some cases, there are maybe decorative hearing aids or stylish models. So we'll talk about that, as well as other advances in hearing health technology. So back after this, as we continue here, don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Experiencing any foot pain? You know you can't feel good and be happy and healthy if your feet are killing you. So don't put off your foot pain another day. Whether it's from ill-fitting shoes, your occupation, or a pre-existing condition, foot pain is your body telling you you need to do something, like stepping up and stepping into Step Ahead. Step Ahead has the arch supports, orthotically designed shoes, and most of all, the expertise you need to become pain-free again. Step Ahead's certified staff of professionals will give you a free foot analysis so you'll know exactly what you need to keep your feet happy and healthy. So whether you wear snazzy shoes with a high heel or construction shoes made with steel, Step Ahead's orthotic arch supports are customized to your particular foot to eliminate pain, strengthen your feet, and prevent future problems from occurring. Two locations to serve you. Step Ahead in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center in Aiea and in Honolulu at 725 Kapi'olani Boulevard in the Imperial Plaza. Phone 488-3338 or go to stepaheadhi.com. Step Ahead, Hawaii's arch support store.
Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata. Where did you get that smile that makes you you? Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, smile. You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are a specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu. A service of Salem Communications on the NASDAQ at SALM. AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back to your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. Hey, a reminder, next hour we're going to shift to mental health. We'll have Jennifer Burns talking about the fact that we're all nuts, but five simple skills to crack the nut on relationships. Not only relationships, but your working relationships, business, friendships, and many other things. And then in the second half, the last half of next hour's show, we're going to talk about homeopathic medicine with Dr. Kathy Fry, the things that homeopathy can be beneficial for, the different conditions and diseases. So be sure to stay tuned for that, as well as our regular features, the Fitness File, Sexual Health, and the Funny Bone Pharmacy for a laugh and a half. All right, continuing our conversation with Randy Wallers on hearing health. Randy, let's talk about the fact that during the break we were talking about the fact that there can be $1 million in difference difference in income over a lifetime if people correct hearing loss. Tell us the details or particulars on that.
Well, it just makes sense when you can communicate and understand well. Your potential is just unlimited, obviously.
But there have been studies proving
this.
Yes.
The studies have proven that people, it's well over $1,000. They've taken people with mild to severe hearing loss.
Okay, sure.
They've averaged them all together compared to people with normal hearing.
Okay.
And so the average was around $1,200 a month difference. A month difference in income. But they said in many cases it can be as meaningful as $1 million difference in a year.
Right.
Of course, it's going to depend.
In a lifetime, not in a
lifetime.
Year.
In a lifetime, yeah. Yes. Depends on your what you're doing. But they're taking averages of everything. So it affects us in every aspect of our life. And now we understand, we were talking about the whole connection of the brain and our ears. Mm-hmm. And it just affects, our capability and ability of being close to other people so much. And maybe that's one of the most important changes we see with people.
Well, you have to get close to them so you can lip read them.
Yes.
And that's what people end up doing, right? They don't consciously know it or they're not aware of it, but they more and more, if they start having a gradual hearing loss, they start doing more and more lip reading.
Yes, but I'm talking about an emotional closeness.
Oh, I know. All right.
Well. Okay. And that's what brings people back to a level of living that is meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
It's we all want to be loved and to give love, and that's at the end of the day, that's what we want. And we want, everyone says, I wish I could have given more for mankind. That's the number one wish, by the way, when people die.
It's interesting.
Interesting.
Number one
but
regret.
It's very, mm-hmm. yeah, number one regret. So, but it's without being able to communicate and to have that closeness with people, it's very difficult to give what something, mm-hmm. That it's there's, when there's a barrier there.
Yeah.
So our hearing is just critically important, and getting it, checked and if you feel you're having those issues, we invite everyone to come in. We offer a free hearing screening, and it only takes about 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And we do that in all of our offices. We have different treatment programs now for tinnitus, for example. We have a different treatment program for that.
Okay,
we have ongoing treatment programs to maintain patients' hearing levels. That's what we're really, really noted for in the community. I have a staff that is
second to none.
Oh, we spend the time. We have manufacturers coming in here. Last month we had two. This month we have three different manufacturers. Not only training, but really, in depth with all of our whole
technology,
staff.
Yeah.
It's so critically, and we have to have that. It's ongoing.
And sometimes people might not need a hearing aid. Maybe it's just the earwax buildup or medications they're taking.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a lot of causes of hearing loss and a lot of remedies besides hearing aids. But let's get back to, you were talking about the cost benefits or the benefits of correcting a hearing loss. You accept insurance, of course.
Of course. Insurance, all types of insurance. HMSA is the biggest provider here of insurance, obviously.
Right.
But there's many, many, almost all insurances now have some type of coverage. We're a provider for most insurance.
And you have payment plans.
Oh, we have payment plans. Yeah, we can make it very, very affordable for patients.
Right.
And we have different levels of treatment programs for the patients,
sure.
too. So there's really a lot of options there for anyone. The most important option is that they get the proper treatment, though, with the proper instrumentation. When you do that and you put those two things together, you have results that are incredible and lasting. And that's the most important thing. Many people have bought a hearing aid and they've only wore it and it's not lasting.
And you have free battery replacement every,
six months? Yes, we do. Yes.
For the life of...
For the life of the hearing. We have different treatment programs, like I said, that are available.
Yeah.
And one of them is for the whole lifetime of the hearing aid.
Okay.
Well, it's our most popular, obviously. It's maintaining and checking, making sure throughout the life of that, as long as you own that hearing aid, we make sure that you're getting the maximum benefit from
and you
it.
Change the oil and spark plugs
we do
and
the
everything.
We do the whole and tune up absolutely, right. Yes.
Tune up people's ears. Hey, and let's talk about the size of the hearing aids for a minute.
Yes.
Does the cost automatically go up as the size goes down? Is that
it's not
how
necessarily
it works?
So but okay. The 24/7 one that you can wear, it's
called, you can wear it all the time, really.
It's called the Lyric. We are one of the only providers in Hawaii. You have to have special, again, training of inserting this. This goes down within an eighth to a quarter of an inch away from the eardrum itself.
Wow.
Oh, but once it's fit, if you are a candidate, patients just can't believe it. I mean,
can you swim with it? Or
you can swim with it. You just can't, you know, like submerge your.
Okay,
it
can't be a diver.
Under. You don't. Yeah, you okay. You can't submerge yourself, but it's not waterproof, but it's water resistant. But okay. People swim in it. You can shower with it. You don't have to be concerned about that. But okay. It fits down so far into the ear canal.
Uh-huh.
You can. It's
the battery must be tiny.
Well, it's in fact. It lasts for about 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
Because when the battery goes out, then you come in, and it takes us about 15 minutes. We extract the old one and put in a new one.
Wow.
So each it comes in a subscription basis. So as for a year, you get as many as you need. But for the right patient, they wouldn't wear anything else.
Oh, okay.
I got to tell you the funniest story, though. Most of the patients.
1 minute.
Okay, 1 minute. Well, most of the patients that get this instrument, they get it because usually they don't want anybody to know they have hearing aids.
Right.
They go around telling everybody, "Do you know I wear hearing aids?" So you can't even see it. I mean, it is hilarious.
And their friends don't believe them. I don't believe you.
Oh, they believe them because they knew them before got their hearing aids.
Yeah, right. Well, that's great. Well, yeah. Give us the particulars, your website, your phone numbers. Well, not all your phone numbers. That'll take too long.
Yeah.
But maybe the main phone number.
Our main phone number downtown Honolulu is 973-1551.
After all these years, it's still the same.
Still okay. The same. And familyhearingaidcenter.com. And you can see all of our offices there. You please read our Yelp reviews and Google page reviews and our Facebook reviews.
And you have a face for TV, although you're not on it anymore.
Oh,
you were
on the
news, commercials on the news for years and years. And so this is the guy, folks, if you're thinking back of the all the children around his couch. So
yes.
Thank you so much, Randy, for being
with
us.
Always a pleasure, David.
Hope to have you on next year as well.
Looking forward to it.
All right. There goes Randy Wallers from the Family Hearing Aid Centers. And here we go with 1 hour in the can. But we'll have 1 hour to go after the top of the hour Fox News talking about mental health. And also homeopathic health, homeopathic medicine on the menu in next hour's program. So stick around for hour number two of the healthiest 2 hours on radio. I'm David Snow, and this is AM 690 KHNR, as well as FM 94.3, The Answer. Back after this.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.